attachment to events, to feelings, seem to be the natural functioning of our life, a fundamental tendency of our life. This week in the Zen monastic schedule is usually the week of Rohatsu Sesshin. Sesshin beginning November 30th, ending December 8th at dawn, celebrating the Buddha's awakening, which in the Zen tradition we celebrate on December 8th. Of course, any day we can celebrate the Buddha's awakening, and different Buddhist tradition celebrated at different times. Since here our practice schedule does not include a session because of people's lives and work schedules, we can still make this a practice opportunity by making our zazen in everyday life the focus of Buddha's awakening, Buddha awakening sesshin. So, I will talk today and stop in middle of the talk and continue it next week, so that, in a sense, in between, what I talk about can help support and encourage our practice together, whether in formal zazen or during the day, and we therefore can have our own unified heart-mind sesshin. You go out and find that your month-old parked car has been smashed, and there is no evidence by whom. Your boss declares that your division is being closed, and you are laid off. Your mother tells you that her illness has been diagnosed as aggressive cancer. Our responses to these events, to similar events, our emotions of sadness, loss, grief, can be some of the more intense emotions of our life. They are opportunities of attachment in manifesting life. These emotions come and go, as do all aspects of our life. And this coming and going sometimes brings on further reactions, at times without our even noticing this. At times we are overwhelmed, almost being taken over by these reactions, becoming and believing that we are these reactions. Is this so for you? Has this been so for you? In the midst of ongoing change life, attachments can be stressful and painful, being pulled in many directions, being pulled into many ways of being. You just got an offer of a promotion with a significantly increased salary. Your daughter has had a successful delivery and given birth to a healthy baby. These are just two examples of events which can elicit elation, joy, happiness, among other emotions and reactions. Do you recall? Did you notice these sorts of events recently in your life? Notice when these sorts of events and attachments occurred. Being embodied is the possibility of physical, emotional pain, physical, emotional joy. That is our life, being embodied. And yet, at times, sometimes too often, this seemingly automatic self-attachment can be a fundamental hindrance in life, even as it is a fundamental strength of life. Holding to these reactions, attaching to them, attaching to the attaching, living out of them, can make endless trouble for us. Has this been so for you at times? Believing attachment, holding to attachments of like, not like, of wanting and repelling, of greed and anger based on attachment, results in all sorts of troubles and harming. Just look at recent history. No need to recount long past or far distant. And yet, because attachments are natural life functioning, seem who we are, we follow them along without even noticing this. We make self of arising passing without perceiving an alternative to our reactions. Do we believe reactions as truth? What is good and what should be? Do we follow them physically, mentally, follow them in other ways? Our zazen in the midst of this, what is it? What is everyday practice zazen for you in the midst of your life? The four practice principles begin with caught in self-centered dream, caught in attachment that is self-dream. See, attachment is in the midst of form, sensation, conceptions, the seemingly natural tendencies of self-volition, and our very experiencing, our very consciousness, our very awareness, if I say such a thing. Of course, it's just awareness, no need to say our. Because we believe attachments, because we do not perceive this universe Buddha nature, which of course includes attachments, because we do not appreciate ongoing change despite embodying ongoing change, but rather we hold to attachments as solid self-other truths, as me, mine, as guidelines of actions and reactions. Because of that, therefore we distort and even miss this very life, this ongoing change life of no arising, no passing. That is our life. We can articulate the Buddha awakening as all beings are the wisdom and perfection of the Tathagata. This is what the Avatamsaka Sutra states. But because of attachment and delusion, we miss this Tathagata and suffer. Yes, we miss our very life when we entangle in attachment and entangle and build on all that flows from attachment. That flows from entanglement as the attachment life moment. So, this week, this practice, ongoing Zazen life, everyday life that is your life, please clarify if and how this occurs, how and this occurs in your life. Please be practice Zazen life in the midst of this occurring. See, do what supports and nurtures you in this. Thank you.